Okay, here we go. We're going to start firstly with a nice summary of the Mizmoreti limb that we've been learning until now. And now we're going to start today a new kovetz, the kovetz of Mizmorei Kabbalat Shabbat. But before we do, as I mentioned, to end with the Mizmorei Halalukot that we've been talking about for the past few shiurim, to see how the kovetz poetically is not only built off one of the other, as we saw, ranging from the universal, going to the particular relationship between Hashem and Am Yisrael, through the various Mizmorim, ending off with Kol HaNeshamata HaLolka, which is a beautiful inclusio, or what Chazal call a Chatimah Me'im Pticha. That brings us back to the very beginning, to ultimately the Meshorer's goal, if you recall, is Mizmor Kof Mem Hei, Av Tielat Hashem Yidaber Pi V'Yivarech Kol Basar Hashem Kacho Li Olam Va'ed. And if we take a look at the Mizmorim as a whole, we get a sense of the last of the Mizmorim, which I rushed through last time, Mizmor Kof Nun, really ends the kovetz of the six Mizmorim with a certainly similar language, which is always one of the poetic devices that we use to show, in fact, that there's a kovetz. So not only with the language, but also with the terms that we find, the theme that we find, really the last pasuk of Nun, firstly we mentioned, is an extension of the last pasuk of Kof Mem Hei. And also, just like the Mizmor beforehand, Kof Mem Tet is also, again, Shomai Hashem et Kol Ohavav, brings in the Kol here as well. So there clearly are also connections between Kof Mem Tet and Kof Nun. But now, just to show you, as a nice summary, all the connections between the six Mizmorim that we have as part of, as mentioned, what are called the Kovetz Hilulim, the collection of praises to Hashem, which, once again, were said in a responsa fashion. Namely, someone would say, Halleluka, and everyone would answer, Hallelu. Right, praise be Hashem. Yes, praise be Hashem. And this is, in fact, what we find as not only the beginning of the responsa, which is always a tzivui, always a command, of let's quickly, right, call out to Hashem, Hallelu. Again, look at Mizmor Kof Mem Hei. We'll go through them very quickly. Again, I'm assuming everyone has a Tanakh in front of them. V'halala Shemcha Le'olam Va'ed. Again, Tehillat Hashem Yedaber Pi. Again, at the beginning and the end, Kof Mem Vav begins, Halali Nafshi Et Hashem. Kof Mem Vav ends with, Ahala Hashem V'chayai. Kof Mem Zayin starts with, Kina'im Na'ava Tila, ends with the Tivoy, the commandment of, Halli Elokayach Tzion, Kufmem Chet, Hallelu, ending with Halleluka, which is basically the responsa of the people. Hallelu et Shem Hashem, Kihu Tzivav Nivra'u, Olim Mizmor Kufmem Chet, Yehallelu et Shem Hashem, Tila Lecho Chasidav, again Mizmor Kufmem Chet, we have Kufmem Chet, we have Tilato Bekal Chasidim, and ending with Yehallelu Shemo Bimachol, also the double Tzivui. And then Kufnun, Hallelu, El, ending with Halleluka, and Kol HaNeshamata, Hallelujah. So basically what we have here is a beautiful continuation of this responsa of let us praise Hashem, let us praise Hashem. But in a commanding form, we're supposed to get up together and notice what the Meshorer, what the poet is attempting to do, is inducing all of us, eliciting that response of, yes, I want to praise Hashem. Keeping in mind, if you recall, that we're praising Hashem for two things. Number one, God is the universal God creating the heavens, which other nations. Secondly, praising Hashem for being our particular God, the God of Am Yisrael, who gives us Mishpatim. And therefore, what we find is that this, what's known as Ketovet, which is the opening phrase of Tehillah, with which the Mizmorim of Mizmor Kof Mem Hei begin, basically is a summary of all the Kovetz Hilulim, this entire collection of Mizmorim. Mizmor Kof Nun now, and as Yehudit is saying, these two themes are present in the Shema as well. Right, referring to, again, the ideas, you're right, of Hashem's relationship with the entire world and Hashem's relationship with Am Yisrael. The difference here is that instead of Kabbalat Ol Mechut Shamayim, we're not simply accepting this, we're praising Hashem for this, and that's what's unique to these Mizmorim. Just to now show also how all the Mizmorim are really connected. Again, notice Mizmor Kof Nun, how beautifully this serves as an ending to all the Mizmorim with the terms Hallelu, Halleluhu. Again, in Kof Mem Chet also, Hallelu, Hallelujah. Basically, we have, again, the not only the phrases and the commandments over here, but bringing it back one to the other. And therefore, if you take a look at the inclusio, you also have Kof Nun, that, as we said, goes back to Kof Mem Hei, Kol Neshamata Halakah. Again, Kof Mem Chet, interestingly, in the middle, also having that phrase of Tehillah L'chol Chasidav. Also, these Mizmorim end and finish with Halleluka. And the two Mizmorim that we have, Mizmor Kuf Mem Tet and Mizmor Kuf Mem Chet, are also parallel one to the other. One of Hashem's relationship with Am Yisrael, Keren La'amo. And at the same time, again, the ideas of Kuf Mem Chet, of Hashem being Elokai Echzion. Notice also, again, the common themes, the repetitions of Kuf Mem Chet and Kuf Mem Tet that basically show us that there are, again, if we look at the Kovetz as a whole, this collection, we could really divide it into two different parts. Right? What I mean by this is, again, looking at Mizmor Kuf Mem Hei, we find the theme of Hashem as King. Again, Melech, Malchut, Gvura, and Gedula, just to recall. Kuf Mem Vav is Hashem, who's the King of Tzion. And Hashem, who, despite the fact that he created the whole world, establishes his kingdom in Zion. Mizmor Kuf Mem Zayin, Hashem is the king of Shamayim and Aretz, even though he established his home in Zion. And what these three Mizmorim also have in common, Kuf Mem Hei, Kuf Mem Vav, Kuf Mem Zayin, is that Hashem takes care of all of his creatures. Right? And Kuf Mem Hei, Masbiya L'chol Chai Ratzon, Kuf Mem Vav, Noten Lechem Mare'ivim, Kuf Mem Zayin Noten Lebeima Lachma Lebnei Oreva Sheyikra'u Chelav Chitim Yasbe'er, showing us that there are really two themes within the Mizmorim as well. We can divide them not only using the chiastic form of Kuf Nun relating back to Kuf Mem Hei, but also Mem Hei, Mem Vav, Mem Zayin sharing one theme. And now we see how, again, the themes themselves or the Mizmorim develop one from the other. Also look at Kuf Nun just for a minute, noting the different instruments that are used, the tzkiya, the trua, the shofar, again, which also tells us a nice closure to all of the praises that we've been offering to Hashem until this point, namely a way of celebrating Hashem's malchut with all these different instruments. And therefore, there are many parshanim who explain, as I mentioned last week, that these mizmorim were recited all connected to the mikdash, what's called the zitzim leiden. And it seems that particularly the last mizmor, when people would come with their drums, with their harps, many say that this was particularly a mizmor that was recited during the time of the bringing of the Bikurim, which makes a lot of sense. Also, when we think of the previous mizmorim, if people said these at a time of an agricultural harvest, and at the same time that you recognize that Hashem takes care of Am Yisrael, he takes care of the entire world, the universal agricultural aspect, in addition to, again, bringing the Bikurim up with singing and dancing, which also makes sense, not only because other nations would recognize Hashem at this point, but particularly a time to praise Hashem. Again, the Chag HaHodaah, Shavuot, sure enough, is known as the Jewish Thanksgiving, something that certainly is appropriate for all the Americans celebrating this week. To note that we also believe in a Thanksgiving, namely thanking Hashem for the crops of the land. That comes around the time of Shavuot, called Neshamata Lokah HaLukah. Again, this would be said and at a time that the blowing of the shofaros would also be said. And according to many, this perhaps was also said at the end of the Musaf service on Rosh Hashanah, which also makes sense with the theme of Malchut with which we saw that the Mizmorim began. So again, we have a double structure over here, Kuf Mem Hei, Kuf Mem Vav, Kuf Mem Zayin standalone, Kuf Mem Chet, Kuf Mem Tet, we saw the connections there. Kuf Nun is a summary of the entire Kovetz. But we also saw the parallels between Kuf Nun and Kuf Mem Hei. Kuf Mem Vav, basically in Kufa, Mem Zayin go together, and Kuf Mem Chet, Kuf Mem Tet go together. So again, if you notice, we have an A, we'll call it an A-B, and then a B-A structure, which, as you know, is known as chiasm. So we have a parallel structure and a chiastic structure. Yes, the theme that you're supposed to be walking away with is that these Mizmorim are definitely connected. They're working off of the themes of God's universal in particular nature as King of Am Yisrael, and certainly then we're supposed to walk away wanting to praise Hashem, both as members of Am Yisrael, ideally Kol HaNeshama Tehaloka. With this, we end the Kovetz of Mizmorei Halil, and now we're ready to learn another Kovetz together, a Kovetz that we're very familiar with, a Kovetz that we recite, perhaps not as often as Tehillah LeDavid, and therefore not as often as Chazal tell us, focusing on one particular pasuk, but certainly on a weekly basis. And by this, I'm referring to the Mizmorei Kabbalat Shabbat. Just to remind you, Mizmor Tadihei through Mizmor Kuf. If you notice, however, for those who have their Tanachim in front of them, we recite all these as part of the Mizmorei Kabbalat Shabbat. And yet, we're once again going to pay attention to the differences between the original Mizmorim and how they appear in the Tanakh, in the text, versus the Mizmorim in terms of how they appear in the Sidur, meaning what happens when the Gaonim incorporated these Mizmorim as part of the service of Kabbalat Shabbat. You're going to notice one very obvious difference, and that is that we recite all of these Mizmorim. Let's see who can find the first one first. We say, Tzadi Hei, Tzadi Vav, Tzadi Zayin. Anyone notice, even though I told you the Kovetz, and we're going to prove it now, that the Kovetz starts with Mizmor Tzadi Hei and continues through Mizmor Kuf. Anything bothering you as you see how it's taken into the Sidur and incorporated as part of the Kabbalat Shabbat service? Okay, because no one's saying anything until now, I'll give it away, and that is that we don't recite Mizmor Kuf. Rather, we recite Mizmor Chatzet as part of Kabbalat Shabbat instead of reciting Mizmor Kuf, obviously a question that we're going to have to deal with. So what we're going to do as an extra treat is not only learn Mizmor Yom Tzadi Hei through Kuf, but also take a look at Mizmor Chatzet and see why that was chosen to a certain degree to substitute. So let's take a look at the first Mizmor, and then, as you can already anticipate, as we go through the Mizmorim, we're going to see the connections and prove that indeed, just like the Mizmor Halalukas, this Kovetz, this collection was written a priori at the Kovetz. We're going to try to figure out under what circumstances it was said during the time of the Beit HaMikdash. I'm already going to tell you that you're going to see parallels between these Mizmorim and the Mizmorei Halil. And yet, knowing that this is a common theme, let's praise Hashem, let's praise Hashem, both for being a universal God, a particular God, I'd like you to be all the more sensitive then to the chidushim, to the novelty of these Mizmorim. So that's what we're going to take a look at right now. So let's start with Mizmor Tzadi Hei. And when we look at Mizmor Tzadi Hei, we find that the Mizmor can be divided into two sections. All right, for those of you looking in your Tanachim, we're going to read this Mizmor together, and you're going to notice right away what the two sections are. L'chu nirana nal Adonai nariya l'tori yishenu nekanmata nabitoda b'smirot nariya lo ki el gadol Adonai yomelech gadol akol Elohim asher b'yadom nechkarei aretz t'toafot harim lo asher lo hayam v'hu hastau v'yadashet yadav yataru ro nishachave v'nechra'a nivracha lefnei Adonai osenu ki hu Elohinu v'anachnu am marito v'tzon yado hayom im b'kol lo tishma'u. We're going to begin then, and for those who I thought were to get a sense of the different stanzas here, the first stanza is going to be Mizmor Aleph through Zayin, Psukim 1 through 7, which begin with Neranana Lahashem. Let us go out and praise Hashem. If you take a look then, again, we're going to see how, again, the second part, basically from Pasuk, first part, and then more or less from the end, I would say really the first part of Zion is where the first stanza ends. Again, Ki hu Elokeinu v'anachnu am mitom v'tzon yado. Again, the second part begins with Hayom im bekolot tishma'u, which relates more to Tochacha, which relates more to the rebuke of Am Yisrael. And that's what we're going to take a look at. Again, the need to listen to Hashem. So let's begin and see, number one, the parallels between the two sections and the transition from, and when we read this on, or when we recite this Kabbalat Shabbat, this should bother many of us. We start off on such a positive note, praising Hashem, saying, Hashem, you're wonderful, and then all of a sudden we get the harsh rebuke to Am Yisrael. So let's take a look and see how, in fact, these are going to be related. We begin with L'chu Neranana. Let us go and praise Hashem. Right here, this is L'chu, which is a way of what's known as Lashon Zeruz, a way of exciting the people. Quickly, quickly, get up and praise Hashem. Right after L'chu Neranana, right, speaking on behalf of them. Let us go. Let us praise Hashem together. So this isn't a single mishorer. It's not one person who's going to be praising, but rather someone who's going to be gathering different people together. So we're going to be expecting, indeed, to see the plural form because he's hoping to sing together. So what shall we do? Again, L'chu Neranana LaHashem. When would a lot of people be there to praise Hashem? Again, let's go back to the Zitzim Leiben, to the placement of the people during the time of the Beit HaMikdash. A common time when there would be a lot of people to be amassed to get together and praise Hashem would be Shalosh Begalim. And therefore, there are many who say that indeed this what are we going to do here? Nariya Litzor Yishenu, to exalt our Savior, right? Hashem Yishenu Nekama Pana B'Toda. We're going to greet him B'Toda, apparently with a Karban Toda. There's Mirot Narialo. Notice then the terminology over here. We have Niranana, Naria Litor Yishenu, and then Mirot Narialo. All telling us that Psukim, Aleph, and Bet go together. We're going to praise Hashem through what? Through a Toda and through Smirot. Very similar to what we saw at the end of Mizmor Kuf Nun. Again, all different mechanisms that are incorporated in order to praise Hashem. Here we have, right after Nariya Litzor Yishenu, with what? With a Toda and with Smirot. Now, once we have, what are we going to do? With what are we going to do? The next question addressed in Psukim is going to be, why are we doing what we do? Key, I'll tell you, number one. Kel gadol Hashem, umelach gadol al kol elokim. The same phrase that we saw in Kuf Mem Hei. Because God is great. He's not just great, but melach gadol al kol elohim. He is the greatest God of all the powers that be there. Asher biyadom nechkerei aretz. What makes God so great? He holds again, the expanse of the earth, b'tolafot harim lo. And all the mountains belong to him. Not only that, but look carefully. Harim lo, the land itself and the masses of land atop of the land belong to God. Asher lo hayam, that word of lo again. So Naria lo, harim lo, asher lo. Basically, praise belongs to God because everything else belongs to God. The earth belongs to God. The mountains belong to God. I created him. The Yabeshet Yadav Yatzaru. His own hands fashioned, notice we have Asa and Yatzar, which I'll get back to in a minute. His hands fashioned the dry land as well, the land mass. Now notice these two, Parak Aleph has the growth form of Bara Asaru. And what we find is the second parak of Sefer Bereishis, talking about the specific structure of man, the creation of man, incorporates the term Yetzar. So this is clearly what the Mishover is working off of. Everything belongs to Hashem, because if you take a look at the first two parakim of Sefer Bereishis, you'll find that there's Bria and Yetzirah. So what shall we do going back? I would say that this is a sub-theme, or again, a sub-stanza. As I mentioned, from Pasuk Aleph through the middle of Pasuk Zayin. Basically, we have about 6.5 psukim of the first theme. Nonetheless, it's divided into two phrases, or two smaller stanzas. Bo nishtachave v'nechra'az, reminiscent of l'chu neranana. So let's go now. Let's go and bow down. Let us go. And then v'nis, nivracha l'fnei Hashem, o'senu, going back to v'hu asau. Because God created the heavens and the earth, we have a responsibility of l'chu neranana, nekad nafa nabetoda. But because l'fnei Hashem o'senu, Hashem didn't just create the mountains and the waters, but he created us. We're part of the creation as well. As such, let us go and praise Hashem. Ki hu elokeinu va'anachnu am marito b'tzon yado. We are his nation, or basically his flock, the flock of nation b'tzon yado. Just as his yadayim, the same hands that fashioned the dry land, the same hands that fashioned the creation of the world itself, also fashioned Am Yisrael's creation. So we have a double theme over here. Let's praise Hashem for being, number one, the God of the world who fashioned the world. Let us praise Hashem for being the God of Am Yisrael who fashioned Am Yisrael. Now you're supposed to be thinking to yourself, this is exactly what we saw in the Kovetz of Mizmorim Kuf Mem Hei Kuf Nun. It's true, that we saw as a developing theme from one Mizmor to the next. Notice that this is a theme that's integrated within one Mizmor. This is the same God who created Am Yisrael. Ki hu elokeinu v'anachnu am marito v'tzod niado. End of the first stanza. Because we have once again praised Hashem with what? With our knees. Why? Because he is our God. Reminiscence of ki kel gadol Hashem. Hashem was universally the God. Now ki hu elokeinu, forget about him just being the God of the world. He is our personal God. We are the same. We are a nation that he has fashioned with the same hands that created the land masses. And now for a little bit of tochacha. Hayom, we are indeed God's nation today in the Kolo Tishma'u, if and only if we listen to God, as opposed to the rest of the world, which unconditionally is going to have a relationship with God by virtue of the fact that Hashem created it. We have a relationship with God only when we listen to Hashem. And notice also the words sects of Bismiroth, Narialo, and Pasuk Bet, and Pasuk Dalet, Vitoafot, Harim Lo, everything belongs to God. Praises belong to God. Mountains belong to God. Asher Lo Hayam, waters belong to God. And now look at the beautiful phrase with which, again, remember that this is called anadiplosis, with which we're going to go from one stanza to the next stanza. In the Kolo Tishma'u. Again, you have to remember that this is poetry. And therefore, the words are going to be extremely significant. In the Kolo, Lo Hayam, Naria Lo, Tofot Harim Lo, everything is his, the Kolo. And therefore, we have to listen to his voice. And this is the Mishorer, the poet, saying, so do not harden your hearts like you did at Meriba. If you remember the story in Parshat Chukat, when Moshe lifted up the staff after having been told to speak to the rock and instead hitting it. And by then, as we know, he said to Am Yisrael, Shimuna Hamorim, this is the place where, again, we fought. Kiyom Masa Bamidbar. Going back, again, this is a little chronological. Again, the first reference, Meriva, occurred in the 40th year in the Midbar, Kiyom Masa. This is the event where Am Yisrael complained for water as soon as they left Mitzrayim. Again, the first story of the Midbar, Kiyom Masa Bamidbar. Again, Masa Umriva, this is when they complained to Moshe and Hashem did say, hit the staff. Asher Nisuni Avotechem, when your forefathers tested me. Bechanuni, they again examined me. Gam Upali, despite the fact that they saw my tremendous miracles. Arba'im Shana Akot Bador, so here Hashem is saying, based on Pasukhe Beta, in fact, they haven't listened to him. So what these Arba'im Shana. I was still, again, dealing with this nation. And I simply said that they're a wandering people. They are vulnerable. They, again, don't know the path that I'm trying to teach them. They simply are refusing to see the path of Hashem. Asher nishbati ba'api. And, in fact, asher nishbati ba'api, therefore I swore, again, because they did not listen to me, asher nishbati ba'api imivo'un, I swore lest they come to my menucha, meaning Hashem saying as a result of the way that they acted in the midbar, basically coming to a claim, Hashem said they will not come to menuchati. Most Parshanim understand this to mean that Hashem said they will not come to Eretz Yisrael, which was called menucha, which was called a resting place, a haven after the desert. And others explain that menucha is not simply a resting place after the desert, but perhaps even a reference to specifically the Menucha and the Nachala, the Makom of the Mikdash. So again, they may come to Eretz Yisrael, but they will not come to the final place of the Beit HaMikdash as of now. Yehudit is asking, why do we begin Shabbat with this Tochacha? Again, keep in mind that first we're going to learn these Mizmorim as a Kovetz, irrespective of how they're incorporated in the Sidur. Once you understand the theme, then we'll be able to appreciate what they have to do with Shabbat, why specifically these Mizmorim were chosen as the Mizmorim, as the poems that we recite as we enter the Shabbat. So we're going to stay tuned for that. But just to summarize this Mizmor, what we find is that it could be that this Mizmor was also recited as people would go to the Beit HaMikdash, L'chun Nivranin Allah Hashem. The first few psukim were said clearly, right, in a very festive mood. Again, the Mishorer, the poet, trying to hurry the people, encourage them to quickly bring Halil to Hashem. It seems that those who, once again, are going to praise Hashem are praising him, number one, as the creator of the world, and secondly, as the creator of Am Yisrael. After years, it basically says, oh, really? Because if so, then if you associate yourselves with God, you also have to listen to God, right? Just as a flock heeds its shepherd, so too you have to listen to Hashem. Noting then this idea of Dor HaMidbar reminds us then of all these themes of Tzon Marito. He's using imagery of the desert, which is beautiful. Again, Hashem, who treats us like his flock. Keep in mind then that just like the flock of the desert should be appreciative for how Hashem treated us, we were a rebellious, testing people. And therefore, Hashem punished us by not letting us come right away to Eretz Yisrael. Notice, by the way, that the idea of Al Tachshu Levavchem Kimiriba Kiyom Masaba Midbar, the end brings us back to the same ideas that Moshe mentions in Yisrael at the end of Sefer Devarim as well. Again, because you tested Hashem, that's why you were punished. And we're going to find this theme then still of the praising of Hashem and listening to Hashem and a continued Ms. Morim as well. So with this, we're going to go on to Ms. Moritz above. The first thing we're going to do is to try to prove, in fact, that this is part of the COVID, that this is definitely, again, connected to Mizmor Tzadihe. So notice that the very opening of the Mizmor, Shiru LaHashem, we have the triple Shiru LaHashem of the structure, which we're going to talk about. But even if you look at the Mizmor, can anyone tell me what parallels you see between Mizmor Tzadivav and Mizmor Tzadihe? But it will also be thematic ideas. Right, a call to sing to Hashem. Right, you did it 100% right. Notice that we have this idea of Shiru, 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 mentioned three times. Shiru LaHashem Kol Arutz, Baruch Shmo, reminiscent of Havu LaHashem, and also Havu LaHashem Mishpachot Amim, Havu LaHashem Kavo Va'oz, Havu, and again the idea of Arutz. Very nice. Ya'el said a beautiful idea of Arutz, but this time, what's the basic difference? We're all calling to sing to Hashem. This time, who are we calling to? Mishpachot Amim. We're calling to the other nations as well, something that we're going to talk about in just a minute, but first to see the structure of this Mizmor. So let's take a look at Mizmor Tzadivav. We're going to see a beautifully structured Mizmor. Merely from the words of Shiru, we're going to get a whole sense of the calling out of Hashem. Shiru LaHashem, Shechadash. Shiru LaHashem, Kol Ha'aret, Shiru LaHashem, Bachushma, Basum, Yom Liyom, Yishuato, Sapru, Vagoyim, Kvodo, Bechol Ha'amim, Nifloutav. Ki Gadol Hashem Umolam Ma'od Narahu Al Kol Elohim Ki Kol Elohim Amim Elilim VaHashem Shamayim Masa Hod VaHadar Lefanav Oz VeTiferet BeMikdasho Havu LaHashem Mishpachot Amim Havu LaHashem Kavod VaOz Havu LaHashem Kavod Shmo Su'u Mincha UvaU LaChatzrotav Hishtachavu LaHashem Badrat Kodesh Chilu MiPanav Kol HaAretz Emru VaGoyim Hashem Malach Ad Shekon Tevel Batimot Yadin Amim BeMisharim Yismuchu Hashamayim VeTagel HaAretz Yiram Hayam Umlowo Allah Sadai Vahola Sharbo, Azra Minukola Tayar, Lasmin Hashem Kiva, Kivalishbota Aris, Ishbotseva Batidek, Vamim Bemunato. So let's take a look. Again, we notice then the different stanzas over here. Firstly, again, really four very different stanzas, but short ones. Sukim, Aleph, and Bet. Aleph, Bet, Gimel, we have Shiru, Shiru, Sapru. Basically, call out to Hashem. Notice, Dalid, Hey, Vav, we have Ki, Ki. Right? Again, why should one do this? Because. Notice then, Pasuk, again starting from Pasuk Zayin, who's being called to? Havu LaHashem, the same terms, Havu LaHashem, Havu LaHashem, and Yishtach Havu LaHashem, but this time Mishpachot Amim. We have the transition from Am Yisrael, who's praising Hashem, to all the other nations who have to praise Hashem as well, and Pasukim Yud Aleph Yud Bet Yud Gimel. Everyone, the entire creation is happy that Hashem has come. To rule, or this clearly calling to a group of people who are praising Hashem, and again, as he's speaking, saying that God's greatness is fantastic. Shiru LaHashem Shechadash. Why? Shiru LaHashem Bachushma Basum Liyom Liyom Yishuato Nifla Otav. His salvation, his wonders. Right, it's time for everyone to praise Hashem. Oh, Shiru LaHashem Bachushma Tapru Vagoyim Kvodo. Here he's encouraging Am Yisrael to go ahead and don't just keep the wonders, the greatness of God to yourself. Go out. Go out and, in other words, do kiruv. Go and sing the praises to Hashem himself. Right? To Hashem himself through the other nations. So, Shiru LaHashem Shechadash, Shiru LaHashem, what's my goal? Kol Haaretz. Now that you have Mizmor Tzadihe, I'm Yisrael. Now that you yourselves have praised Hashem, you have a responsibility. And that is to get the whole Haaretz, to get the whole land to praise Hashem. I think that we saw Mizmor Kof Memhei. Shiru LaHashem Baruch Shemo Basum Liyom Liyom Yishuato, because God saves everyone. Sapru Vagoyim Kvodo B'chol Ha'amim Nifloutav. We have a responsibility to get out there, to get out there on the campuses, to get out there to the rest of the world and to share this very special scene with the rest of the world. Why? Ki Kadol Hashem U'Mu'olam Ma'od, because God is great and praiseworthy. Norahu Al Kol Elohim. He is more wonderful than any other God. Kol Elohe Amim Elilim. The other gods are all just idols. Hashem Shamayim Asa. Notice the connection then. Tzad Gvav. I was waiting for someone to say this also. And Tzad Tehe. Oseinu Oseinu Asa. Hashem created the heavens, and the heavens are universal. So we all specifically where the Mikdasho, which gives us a sense as well that the Mikdash is a way of us recognizing Hashem, praising Hashem. We're all on our way to the Beit HaMikdash, and the poet says, yes, get up and praise Hashem. At the same time, we're also supposed to, through the Mikdash, make sure that the other nations praise Hashem. Anyone have a guess as to which one of the Shloshet Begalim, Sech HaMizmor, when Sech HaMizmor would be said, through the Mikdash, make sure that all the nations recognize the greatness of God. When is the time that the other nations would be present in the Beit HaMikdash for us to do effective kiruv work? Excellent. Adam is correct. Sukkot. Yehudit. Excellent. Sukkot. Isaiah, yes, this apparently was said specifically at this time. When the other nations will recognize the glory of God, we have to go ahead and share it. Now keep in mind that just as we do Shlomo HaMelech, when one really could say, look how great, Havu LaHashem Mishpachot Amim. Again, come and bring glory to God. We're calling out to the other nations. You could do it. Bring God kavod, respect, oh, strength. Havu LaHashem kavod shmos, umincha uvo lachatzotav. Get up, take your mincha. Indeed, the goyim were allowed to take kavanot mincha, flower offerings, to come through the chatzerot, the outer courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash, and offer their offerings there. Yishachavu LaHashem batratz kodesh, there's nothing wrong. Go, praise, bow down to Hashem in the kodesh. Goyim are allowed in the kodesh. And in fact, everyone's going to be scared of God. Imruv HaGoyim, go and tell the Goyim. Hashem Malach, right, this is the next thing. Atikon Tevel Baltimot, how do we know that Hashem rules the entire world? After all, He is the one who establishes it to make sure it does not collapse. Yadin Amin Demesharim. And He rules the other nations with a trustworthy hand. Yismachu Hashemayim V'tagal La'aretz, let's prove that. Because the other... the sky, Yadin Amin Bemesharim, Imruvagoyim Hashem Malach, Yismachu Hashemayim Betagala Aretz Yivam Hayem Umlawa, will be very happy. They're going to thunder. Again, together with the waters, Ya'alu Sadai V'chol Asher Bo, the fields are going to be happy with Hashem and their contents, Azran Nukol Atzei Ya'ar, and the trees of the desert are going to sing to Hashem as well, Lefnei Hashem Kiva, Kiba Lishbo Ta'aretz. Again, we have to do our kibbutz. We have to get out there and spread the name of Hashem so that the goyim will offer karbanot in the Beit HaMikdash. Alafnei Hashem Kiba, Kiba Lishbo Ta'aretz. The greatest hashpa'ah, the greatest influence we can have is not when they look around at their fields, but when they look at us. Alafnei Hashem Kiba, Kiba Lishbo Ta'aretz. We should recognize Hashem who's coming to rule the land. Yishbo Tevel B'tzedek, for in fact He rules the earth with justice. Amun Be'munato, and the other nations with a sense of righteousness as well. Again, we have to share the sense of God. God will judge universal worlds, including you, Goyim. But don't worry, that's nothing to be afraid of. After all, the Shamayim and Aretz are very happy. And yes, it may be an extra load to start praising Hashem amongst everyone else, but it's worth it. Yishpo Tzevel B'tzedek, Amun Be'munato. Through this, or through Am Yisrael, encouraging the praising of Hashem, we bring about to more tzedek, more righteousness in the world, v'amin v'emunato, and maintain the faith of people all around us. And once again, this mizmor is one wherein we turn now to mishpachot ta'amim, and telling them that we have hope in them, that they're going to accept upon themselves kabbalat ol machut Hashem, and that's why they're going to be bringing mincha, flower offerings to the Beit HaMikdash. The Mishorer adds that it's not simply B'nai Adam who are going to be part of this, but every aspect of creation. We're all going to be praising Hashem, not only in the past for Hashem creating the world, not only in the present for Hashem continuing the creation of the world, but for the future as well, that Hashem's greatness, Hashem's glory should be expressed to the entire world. So notice then the different ideas that are expressed in this mizmor. Number one, the greatness of God, the greatness of His kingdom, the exaltation of Hashem, Mishpat and Tzedek, a theme that we also spoke about, justice and righteousness in front of the other nations. And at the same time, again, not just the other nations, but universally amongst all of the creation. So this Mizmor wants us to get a sense that our God really is their God also, and hinting to the fact that these Mizmorim were said at a time where the Goyim wanted to participate in the happiness of Am Yisrael, perhaps even as they offered a Karban Todah. So we have the beautiful similarity, or really a development, working off of Mizmor Tzadikei, L'chun Ravanan Al Hashem. In particular, we praise Hashem, and then we start to share this praise with the rest of the world. And with this, we're ready to go on to Mizmor Tzadik Zayin. As I mentioned to you, once we get into the role of learning the Mizmorim, it's much easier to continue to learn the Mizmorim together and to appreciate the different poetic devices without even having to either read all the Mizmorim, and certainly something that you see already from this next Mizmor you're going to pick up very quickly. Mizmor Tzadik Zayin. We're going to see that this Mizmor is divided into three stanzas, something that you can pay attention to as we learn these stanzas together. So here we go. Adonai malach tagel ha'aretz yismuchu iyim rabim anan varafel svivav tzedek umishpat machon kiso esh lefanav telech utlahi tzaviv tzarav he'iru v'rakav tzevel ra'ata patachal ha'aretz harim kadov nag namasum milshmei Adonai milshmei adon kol ha'aretz idu ha'shamayim tzitzko v'ra'u kol ha'amim kavodo yevoshu kol ovdei petel ha'mitalilim ba'ililim hishtachav ulo kol elohim Shemar tismach tzion, v'tadel na'bnot Yehuda l'man mishvatecha Adonai, ki ata Adonai elyon akol ha'aretz, mo'on aleita akol Elohim. O avei Adonai sinu'ura, shomer nafshot chasidav, miyad v'sha'im yatzileim, or daru ala tzadik, u'lishay leif simcha, simchu tzadikim Adonai v'hodu l'zecher katsho. It seems that this Mizmor is going to try to attempt to bring in a little bit of the Mizmor, a little bit of the praising of Hashem as well, and that's what we're going to see. As we approach this Mizmor, the first part is psukim. Aleph through Vav, the revelation of Machut Hashem. The second part are all those who don't worship Hashem should be embarrassed, Zayin Chet and Tet. And the last part, that, again, those who really love Hashem have a responsibility to number one, to hate evil, and secondly, to be happy with Hashem. So we're going to talk much more about this theme, because yes, this is the theme where all of a sudden issues of theodicy come in. How do we treat those who act badly, and even if apparently on the outside they're all praising Hashem. So we're going to take a look at this and notice that, firstly, there are numerous parallels between Mizmor, Tzadik Zayin, and Tzadik Vav. We're going to take a look. There are also many ideas that appear here, that appear in the eschatological nevuot of Yeshayahu HaNavi. But let's pay attention to the psukim that we have before us. Hashem Malach. Right? He is clearly recognizing Hashem's Malchut, Hashem's kingdom. Tagel Ha'aretz. Again, the other nations should be happy as well. Again, the whole world, similar to the way that he describes the Mizmor the first time around. This is how he's describing, again, the beginning, sorry, of Mizmor Tzadik Vav. This is how he's describing this Mizmor. Hashem should be happy with the land. Again, this is felt once man is happy with it. What's surrounding Hashem's firmament? We know that there's a physical manifestation of the Shekhinah in this world, and that comes across in the form of fire. And God's flame is going to surround his enemies. He shows his lightning in the world. When the nation sees this, they tremble. And Hashem is responsible for making the mountains melt in front of him, right? Giving us a sense that the mountains here that are being used as a certain figurative monster over here that we find a few times in Tanakh. Again, the idea of, again, the Adon Kol Ha'aretz, and in fact, everything melting in front of Hashem is a sense of the Malchut, the kingdom of Hashem ruling over the land, Higidu HaShemayim Tzidko, and therefore universally, even in the sky, sing Hashem's righteousness, Ra'u Kol Ha'amim Kavodo. So this is clearly built off of the previous Mizmor. As you go, when you try to do your kiruv amongst the Goyim, what should you be telling them? You're part of this also. Hashem Malach Tagel Ha'aretz. We're not just in Tzion. Hashem rules the entire world. The expanse of the sky belongs to him. He's the one who flashes light in the form of lightning. He's the one who causes the mountains to melt. Yevoshu Kol Ovdei Petel. So, again, all those who worship other idols, you should be embarrassed, right? Yes, Yevoshu, you have what to be embarrassed of. Hamitah Limb by Limb. All those who exalt these other forms of idolatry, and all those who shechavu lo, Elohim, all the other gods praise Hashem. Shema v'tzmach Tzion, a beautiful, beautiful transition. Tzadihei was l'chun ranina. We praise Hashem. Tzadik Vav was, so go ahead, when you're in the Beit HaMikdash anyway, go and spread this word of Hashem to the rest of the nations. Now the first part of Mizmor, Tzadik Zayin, is, again, spread it once again to the entire nations, Milosnei Adon Kol Ha'aretz, the end of Tzadik Zayin, namely from Pasuk Chet, and this is the sense that we get, again, or one can even say the end of Pasuk Zayin through Pasuk Tet, is going to tell us about these other nations, ultimately nations have to come and recognize the oneness of God. Ki ata Hashem Elyon al Kol Ha'aretz, Ma'ona Leta Kol Elohim, you are more exalted, or you are exalted in the land, you are more exalted than any other God. Ohavei Hashem Sinura, those who love God hate evil. Shemer Nashor Chasidav Miad Rishaim Yatzidim, and as such, God will watch over his Chasidim. In this context, these are those who place their trust in Hashem, and he will save them from the wicked ones, or Zaruala Tzatikul Ushrei Simcha. So delight is planted for the tzaddikim, and happiness for those who walk well. Simchu tzaddikim v'Hashem. Therefore, the tzaddikim should be happy with God, v'hodo l'zecher kadsho, and His glory, again, the memory of His sanctity. Again, keep in mind, and tzaddik Zion is a beautiful transition. God, who is the God of the whole world universally, and therefore everyone should celebrate together, recognize clearly the Meshor seems to take a step back, and recognize that ultimately you have to express the fact that God is involved in your life before you go ahead and pronounce that God is involved in others. Which takes us now to Mizmor Tzadichet. Mizmor Tzadichet, we're going to see right now, has three different sections. Again, in order to make sure that we learn as many Tzilim as possible, I hope it's okay. Now we're going to try to see more or less this Mizmor will end with this Mizmor. Probably for tonight, finishing up the left two Mizmorim. Next week, Mizmor Shiru, Adonai Shir Chadash, Ki Nifl'ot Osa Hashia Lo Yemino Uzro Akacho. We have the word Lo that appeared previously. Hovdi Adonai Yishuato, that we also had in Mizmor Tzadihei. Leinei Hagoyim, a theme that's been coming up a lot. Gilat Tzidkato, that we had in the previous Mizmor. Zochar Chasto Ve'emunato, again a phrase from the previous Mizmor. Levet Yisrael Ra'u Kol Avsei Aret, a phrase from this Mizmor. Et Yishuat Elokeinu, the phrase from Mizmor Tzadihei. Habiyo Hashem Kol Ha'aretz, reminiscent of also Mizmor Tzadihei. Tzchuv Ranenu V'Zamiru, open up in song. Zamru Lahashem V'Chinor, V'Chinor V'Kol Zimra. And praise Hashem with all different forms of instruments. V'Chatzotzot V'Kol Shofar, Habiyo L'Pnei HaMelech Hashem. This reminds us definitely of Mizmor Kol Tzimra. Time to sing a praise of Hashem. And Hoshia lo yimino, Hodi Hashem Yeshuato, et Avsei Aretz Yeshuat Elokeinu. The whole world should see the salvation of our God. We're going to be the ones playing the instruments. Yiram Hayam Lo'ol Tevel V'Yoshveva. The earth is going to shatter before God. Tevel V'Yoshveva. And again, the earth and its inhabitants. Naharot Yimcha Uchaf. After all, you God are the God of the universe, Yachad Harim Yumaninu, and therefore together with the people, not only Am Yisrael, all the people, the mountains, the streams, are all going to praise Hashem, Lefnei Hashem Kiva L'Shvot Ha'aretz. Notice quickly then, we already mentioned this theme of Hashem who's coming, L'Shvot Ha'aretz, so we have an additional theme over here. Once you accept God, we tell the Goyim, then Hashem, again, is going to judge you too. And now, this may seem very scary, Lefnei Hashem Kiva L'Shvot Ha'aretz. You should recognize, then as the rest of the nation, as the rest of the creatures do, that Hashem comes to judge you. And just like these streams and the mountains were created by Hashem, and henceforth Hashem is going to judge them, Hashem created you, and therefore Hashem is going to judge you too. Now you may be saying to yourselves, beware, but look carefully at the Mishorer. Yishpot Tzevel B'Tzedek V'Amim B'Misharim. Not to worry. Everyone's excited when God comes to judge them, because it's not a teacher who's unfair who's coming to judge, but it's God, and God is a very fair judge, and therefore you should respond just as the rest of the creatures of God do. You should respond with happiness. So now let's go back to this Mizmor, and we're going to see a beautiful development that I hope you remember for next week, and I certainly hope that enhances your Kabbalat Shabbat. In the first part, Pesukim Aleph Gimel tells us of the salvation of Hashem. Shiru Hashem Shir Chadash. Notice that this is a new song. What makes it a new song? Ki Nifla'ot Asa, He did wonders. Hoshia Lo Yimino Uzroa Kacho. Again, He saves. And Uzroa Kacho, He saves His nation. Hodia Hashem Yishuato Leinei HaGoyim Gilat Tzidkato. He has shown His salvation in front of all the Goyim. Notice then the beauty of this Mizmor. Tzadihei spoke about the fact that Hashem is our God. Tzadik Vav and Tzadik Zayin created the theme. Now that we recognize Hashem, we have a responsibility, mamash, a real responsibility to go out, to mention in the Beit Mikdash how Hashem is also the God of the other nations, and therefore they have to praise Hashem. Mizmor Tzadichet, how are we going to do this. The Mishorer is going to give us Kiruv advice, or really Kiruv technique. How do you do this? You see us? You see, Am Yisrael, we survived. God has saved us time and time again. Isn't this something? You know how we were able to do this? Because God is our God. Le'nei ha'goyim gilatet katzo. Show how great God is through us. Now, obviously, a philosophy like this can only work during a time that things are going well for us. When we want to say, look at us, for example, today in Eretz Yisrael. Look, despite the fact that Hitler, Yimach Shemo, wanted to destroy us, look, we're here in Eretz Yisrael, and the only reason we're here is because God really takes care of us. And you know those famous emails that go on saying, oh, Silicon Valley is jealous of Am Yisrael because of all the technological advances we have here in Eretz Yisrael. And this is basically what the Mishnah is saying. Through you, i.e. through Am Yisrael, we're supposed to show the other nations that Hashem, in fact, is great. Zachar chasov emunato leBeit Yisrael. Hashem always kept his promises, Hashem's kindnesses, his belief against the Beit Yisrael. Ra'u kol avsei aretz et yishuat Elokeinu. End of first stanza. Show them. Show the expanse of the earth. Show the rest of the nations. Et yishuat Elokeinu. Back to tell them, look at us, look at our history. Yes, we have a responsibility to praise Hashem, but you do too. How are we going to tell them that they do? Look at us. You see us? We have a relationship with God. Isn't this great? Our relationship with God has helped us survive. Don't you think you should do the same? In other words, if you associate with God, then you'll be okay too. Then Hashem will take care of you as well. And therefore, the next stanza, what should you do then? Imsukim Zalat Hevav, Hariyu Lashem, Kol Aretz. Once you recognize how great God is, so sing to God. Pitru, open up your mouths. V'raninu, sing. V'zameru, compose. Zamru l'Hashem b'chinor, b'chinor v'kol zimram. Again, a play off of Zamru with what? B'chinor. B'chinor v'kol, he said, Zamru, kol zimram. Sing those melodies to Hashem. B'chatzotrot v'kol shofar, with trumpets, with the sound of the shofar. Hariyu l'fnei ha'melech Hashem. Go and trumpet to God who's the king. Who's king? Our king, it's true. And really, we're smile that Hashem is our king, because as a result he saved us, so you accept him as your king as well. Yiram hayam umloa tevo v'yoshveva. And here we have really the last part. Zayin chet tet. Look, you want to prove? Let's prove, says the Mishorer, that you, the entire world, you all have a relationship with this God. You should have a relationship with this God. It's not just Am Yisrael who has this relationship. All creatures. You're part of the creatures of the world, just like the waters, the mountains that he discussed previously. Yiram hayam umlolo. And therefore, the waters are going to thunder to God. Tevel, the world, v'yoshveva, all of its inhabitants. You're part of that. Neharot yimcha uchaf, the rivers, the streams, the mountains. Kulam yachad harim yiraninu. Come on, be part of the rest of the world, come and sing. Now, this reminds us a little, again, of the Mizmori Hallelujah. I'll sing and the whole world will sing with me. This isn't so much I'll sing. I'll get you excited about all the things that Hashem does and sing with me in as much as recognize God the way that the Jews recognize God. Recognize God the way that the mountains recognize God. Recognize God the way that the rest of the world, the rest of the creatures recognize God. Because don't you realize, inhabitants of the world, you're part of that too. That God is, in fact, the universal God, and therefore, lifnei Hashem kivalish bo ta'aretz, everyone's excited when God comes to judge. God's judgment of the world is an expression of his hashkacha, is an expression of his guidance, is an expression of his maintenance. So you want to be part of the maintenance of the world. And you want to know why everyone's so happy when Hashem comes to judge them? Because Hashem, in fact, judges with righteousness. And now let's take a look, and we're going to conclude together. Mizmor tzadichet. This is really the key mizmor, the turning point throughout these mizmorim, which gives us a sense of the development of this kovetz, of this collection of mizmorim. We see that through the collection of mizmorim that we're really a mechanism. Once we recognize Hashem, this is how the other nations are going to recognize Hashem as well. Anyone know how Yeshayahu calls this phrase? Through us, we're going to bring other nations to a recognition of God. Any types of answers? David, Adam, Yael, they call this, or Laguyim, that through us, through the other nations looking at how Hashem interacts with Am Yisrael, they'll be praising Hashem too. And therefore what we find is that this praise to Hashem for the salvation of Am Yisrael is really a means of expressing God's glory in the whole world. We start off then in this mizmor with the Mishorer who calls out to everyone to sing a praise of glory to Hashem through his saving of Am Yisrael, which also proves that they're part of the broader creations of Hashem, and therefore they're commanded to lift themselves up and to coronate Hashem as king as well. The last part, notice how the Meshorer turns to the strength of the creature. So we have the beginning of Hashem's relationship with Am Yisrael, the second part, Hashem's relationship with the inhabitants of the world, the last part, Hashem's relationship with nature, the Yam, the waters, the Abasha, the dry land, the Neharot, the streams, the Harim, the mountains, and tells them all to sing for the glory of Hashem, who's coming, again, as a Shofet al Haaretz, coming to serve as a judge of the land. Adam says, so this is really more of an idea of setting example instead of going onto campuses and doing Kiruv that way. Right? It's true that we're supposed to set an example, but it's not just setting an example. We have to spread the word. We have to tell the Goyim, look at us. Right? It's not just through being an Orla Goyim. Generally, I think people confuse these phrases. I think an Orla Goyim is the same thing as a Kiddush Hashem. They're different phrases. A Kiddush Hashem, the way that people generally use it, is a sense of we sanctify God through our own behavior. Through that, the nations should recognize what it means to serve God. This is not Kiddush Hashem. This is Or Lagoyim. We serve as a beacon to the nations. We serve as a means of heralding and really pronouncing God's greatness to the world. We show them it's really cool. It's really great to have a relationship with Hashem. Because if you have a relationship with Hashem, then you do okay. You do okay politically. You do okay economically. You do okay. Right? And look at us. Don't you want to have a relationship like us? You know who does? Again, look at all the creatures of the world. They have a relationship with Hashem, and therefore they're very excited by this. And therefore, when we turn and ask the other nations to coronate Hashem, what we're doing, if you look at the psukim, is to basically say, in general terms, that we should sing a shir todah. It's all about saying thank you to Hashem. So notice, again, what are we thanking Hashem for? The first stanza focuses on Yeshua. Actually, Yeshua is mentioned three times. I know it's a sneeze. Yeshua is mentioned three times. The first time it's mentioned as Hoshia, then it's mentioned as Yeshuato, and then Yeshuat. These then are three different phrases of against salvation. Look at how Hashem saves us. Notice also associations of the words of Yeshua in the Pesukim, Tzedaka, Chesed, Emunah. We have a lot of threes going on. Again, Hoshea, Yeshua, Yeshuat. Then the second part of the Mizmor, we have the term of Zamra mentioned three times. First, notice our salvation. Again, first, go to the campuses. Show them, look, it's great to be a member of Am Yisrael. Then the next stage is Zamra, Zamru, Zimra. And then we have also three synonyms, just like we have three synonyms for Yeshua, Tzedakah, Chesed, and Emunah. Now we have three synonyms for singing. Zamru, Hariu, Pitzchu, Rananu. So we have a beautiful development of the ideas here. Again, show them how Hashem saves us, thereby, through His Chesed and Tzedek and Mishpat, Emunah, Pechulei, and thereby burst out and sing to Him. Now, clearly the first stanza and the second are very much connected. Through, look at Pasuk Ved, Ra'u Kol Afsei Aretz, Kol Ha'aretz. And then the second part, Hariyullah Hashem, again, the same ideas of Kol Aretz Balishbota. Again, once the other nations recognize that Hashem is the God, then, again, the ideas continue. Notice then, beautifully, what's known as the Anadiplosis, Shir Shur Hamilim. Follow with me. Tetru Rananu V'Zameru. Praise Hashem. Zamru L'Hashem D'Chinor. How is this Amiru Zamru Zachinor with Achinor? Next pasuk, Zachinor v'kol Zimra, v'chatzotzrot v'kol Shofar. So we have Zamru Zamru, Kinor Kinor, Kol and Kol. Right, a beautiful expression of the development within this Mizmor. So this Mizmor is similar to Mizmor Tzadivav, and yes, you can imagine that next week we're going to see the general structure of this Kovetz. We're going to see that it's very similar to the Nevot Nechama of Yeshayahu. Again, just for those who want to take a look at this, if you look in Yeshayahu, particularly Perek Nun Bet, you're going to find almost these exact words. Petru, Ranenu, Zamiru. Yeshayahu also. Petru, Ranenu, Yachbav, Naharot, Yimcha, Uchat. Yeshayahu, Perek Nun Hei. Pasuk Yud Bet, almost reminiscent of this Pasuk. Naharot, Yimcha, Uchat, Yachat, Harim, Yiranenu. Can anyone tell me who's based on whom? Is Yeshayahu based on Tehillim or Tehillim based on Yeshayahu? Quick answer. Anyone want to take a chance? You have the 50% chance of getting this, and it's the latter. Is Yeshayahu based on Tehillim or Tehillim based on Yeshayahu? I think Adam's right. I forgot what why do I mention this in? Again, Yeshayahu is based on Tehillim. Again, Tehillim are the common songs. Yeshayahu is the prophet is going to be gleaning from the experiences of Am Yisrael, gleaning from the songs that they're all familiar with, and therefore he's going to incorporate common phrases that are known from Tehillim, again, namely in this Mizmor, to his Nevuot of Nechama. So with this, we basically see as a nice summary of Mizmor, Tzadik Tet, how the themes of Tzadik Hei, Tzadik Vav, and Tzadik Zayin, sorry, the ends of Tzadik Chet really continue, that this Mizmor is, on one hand, a continuation of the previous Mizmorim. On the other hand, we have new themes, like Beit Yisrael. Again, Mizmor, Tzadik Vav, then, is Mizmor, Tzadik Hei, and Tzadik Vav begin this theme. Tzadik Zayin is a nice transition to the ideas of singing to the different nations, and therefore we're going to see that Tzadik Tet and Kuf really stand on their own as well. Basically, what we have is, again, a beautiful theme of the structure of Tzadik Hei, beginning the discourse of Mizmorim, saying, Am Yisrael, you have to recognize Hashem. When you recognize Hashem, it's not only singing nice praises, that's the first part. Am Yisrael's relationship with Hashem is also manifest through us listening to Hashem. Tzadi Vav and Tzadik Zayin, once you recognize how important it is to praise Hashem, send that message to the Goyim also. Shirul Hashem Shechadash. Tzadi Chet, again, it's really the crux of it all. How are you going to do this? You're going to say, look at us. It's really worthwhile to have a relationship with Hashem. And yes, that means being judged, but it's not so bad. Look at the rest of the creatures who are happy when Hashem comes to judge and appreciate having a relationship with Hashem as well. We're going to conclude Be'ezrat Hashem with Mizmorim Tzadik Tet and Kuf, which are going to develop the theme a little further. We're going to see what we get back to in these Mizmorim and how they're very much part of a Kovetz. But the last point pointed out by Adam here, didn't we say in the first lesson Nevi'im happens before Ketuvim? We said that Nevi'im, again, they didn't necessarily happen before Ketuvim. We said Nevi'im are compiled in a different way than the Ketuvim. Nevi'im are written Beruach Nevuah, and Ketuvim are written Beruach HaKodesh. But chronologically, again, not only the Nevi'im came before the Ketuvim, they appear in Tanakh earlier because they have a higher level of a message of God, but certainly not. Nevi'im, not all Nevi'im, and actually takes place before the Ketuvim. A classic example is Sefer Iyov, which we know is part of the Ketuvim, which most opinions in Chazal say actually occurred during the time of Avram Avinu, or perhaps during the time of Moshe Rabinu. But it's definitely earlier than many Nevi'im. Another good example is Sefer Rut. Rut, according to Chazal, is written by the same author as Shoftim and Shmuel, namely Shmuel. And that clearly is one of the early Nevi'im. So Ketuvim does not, again, is not written after the Ketuvim, rather, again, it's more or less contemporary or sometimes earlier. And therefore, again, we can definitely say that Nevi'im are going to develop messages that were given to them by Hashem at times based on or incorporating, I should say really more incorporating, different themes, different phrases, different ideas that were already rampant in Am Yisrael. As I mentioned a few times, it's almost like a modern lecturer today trying to be more creative in the shiur by culling from examples of modern music and movies, by things that are associated already with the culture, different ideas that have already been accepted in Am Yisrael. And therefore, it's a beautiful idea to notice numerous parallels. One could technically say that Sefer Tehillim is based on Yeshayahu, but it certainly makes more sense to appreciate that Yeshayahu is trying to incorporate ideas that are already mentioned and associated with the Beit HaMikdash, especially if we say that these Mizmorim were compiled during the time that Am Yisrael would have a very good argument turning to the other nations and say, you see, it's really worthwhile to be part of this elite club with God. And that could be, and only really be, at a time that would be encouraged when things are going well for us. So it makes sense that these Mizmorim were probably composed during the time of David HaMelech or during the time of Shlomo, when in fact things were going so beautifully that we know many people during the time of Shlomo really did convert to Judaism. And it was easy to spread the message of, let's all laud HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Something that we know people did. If you look in Sefer Melachim, you find the Queen of Sheba coming and recognizing the greatness of God through the successes of Shlomo HaMelech. And therefore, we look at these Mizmorim, and as Be'ezrat Hashem, you recite them this Kabbalat Shabbat, hopefully you'll appreciate them with renewed meaning. Hopefully, the Mishorer will be successful in eliciting the response of, not only should we appreciate God, but we should recognize that the whole world shares in this very special relationship with God. Can anyone quickly, as just a nice ending, so that you can already... DC some association with Kabbalah Shabbat. Can anyone tell me why these Mizmorim then were selected as Mizmorim, specifically Kabbalah Shabbat, as we enter the Shabbat? Why specifically as we enter the Shabbat are we going to mention that Hashem, that it's worthwhile to have a relationship with Hashem? In the Shabbat, on one hand, we mention Yetziat Mitzrayim, and that's Mizmor Tavihei. We mention that Am Yisrael has a special relationship with Shabbat because it's Echel Yetziat Mitzrayim. Hashem took us and only us out of Egypt. But we know that really one can even argue that the more pronounced reason for observing the Shabbat is because Zechel Briyat HaOlam, because Hashem created the world. And if Hashem created the world, then it's something that not only Am Yisrael recognize, but we have to express to Hashem on Shabbat that we recognize that that's a message that the whole world shares. Hashem doesn't only rule over us, He rules over the rest of the world. Through us observing the Shabbat, this is a way of proving to the entire world, to all the other inhabitants of the world, including the static domain of the waters and the mountains, that Hashem is in fact their God. And as such, we all have responsibility to praise Hashem. So I hope on that note that you appreciate this Mizmorei Kabbalat Shabbat, that it enhances your Shabbat and Be'ezrat Hashem your entire week until we conclude with this Kovetz next week, Be'ezrat Hashem. Shavua Tov.